Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Chair is appearing before the Senate Banking Committee, and that will no doubt rock the markets a little bit debate today, depending on what he says. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. House Majority Leader, I'm sorry, Senate Majority Leader Mike LaFleur, North Dakota, will join us today to talk about pension reform and the legislative session and a bill we're going to talk about in a minute that would ban sexually explicit material in libraries. And then check in on the Minnesota side. I'm sorry, Kev. You're a Minnesota resident, so this is not easy for you to hear, but it's almost amusing to me to get the updates from the Minnesota legislature, because it's like you can't possibly come up with that amount of crazy that's happening in the legislature.
Okay, preacher, choir. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
And ramming it through is the thing, because they know that while they have the votes and the power, just like Biden's doing, you can ram stuff through, whip your pen out.
Yeah, their M.O. has been to, sort of do a surprise attack.
Yep.
Ram these things through,
yep.
And then
don't read anything.
Don't allow anybody any time to oppose them or anything else. Just
yep.
Ram them through.
It's a playbook.
Yeah. It's rather interesting. The Republicans are in a minority in both the House and Senate in Minnesota. We're going to talk with the Senate Minority Leader, Senator Mark Johnson, Republican from East Grand Forks, on the show today coming up. So stay tuned for that. Have you been following the story in Atlanta at all with the
Antifa?
The police training facility.
Yeah, oh yeah, yep.
And the adjacent concert venue.
Yep, the Five dug into that big time last night.
And people fly in.
Yep.
And with the mission of protesting. And now they're having a hissy fit about getting arrested. I heard this morning, there were people that didn't do anything but stand around. I'm like, well, meet the January 6th protesters. I mean, it's okay for you, but not for them?
Great question.
Same with, reminding me very much of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest as well. These were professional protests. They come in and they burn things, lighting things on fire. They're wanting, they don't want this police training facility to happen. Lighting off fireworks, and I'm sorry, there are consequences for lawless behavior.
Dude, and they're from all over, not only all over the country, somebody from, they're all from, somebody from France, Canada, and I mean, you look at these people, and
these are
young, woke, and they're from all over the country.
They're the same people that are clutching their pearls.
They look like a bunch of meth heads is what they look like.
They're clutching their pearls over January 6th, and now they're doing the same thing, at this deal. It's lawlessness. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's an attack on law enforcement, and they ought to be dealt with in the strongest sense of the law.
I guarantee you, I'm looking at the picture, if you just search Atlanta arrest mugshots, they come right up. None of these kids were ever spanked once. Promise you that. Not once did any of their dads pull the belt out and even threaten them with the spanking.
Do you think they all got a trophy?
And these people all need to get spanked. That is the problem that we're having. You can just go do that and be a jerk and burn down buildings and there's no consequences. I promise not one of them ever got the, man.
They all got trophies, though.
Oh yeah.
Every little, right there. Every little league event. They got trophies, that's for sure. All right, story I want to refer to today and get your take on. I mean, can you envision any scenario on which it's okay for public libraries to have sexually explicit material? That's really the question we're dealing with. Is it okay for a public library that anybody can walk into of any age and look at material that there would be sexually explicit material?
Are you saying you want to ban certain books?
It's not about book banning. It's about content.
Well, that's what they'll say.
Well,
that's what they'll
say.
You can't ban books. You're a book burner.
Yeah.
You book burner? What do you think? This is Salem and the Witch Trials? Or, you know.
Well, anybody that says it's a, you know, you're a book burner says it's okay for sexually explicit material. That's what we're talking about. I'm a little taken back by the level of which public employees in the form of librarians are pushing back against this. That's my take. Here's a story from KVRR. They did a pretty good job on this. Workers at Fargo's three public libraries now are putting on displays, Kev, to show which books could no longer be offered. We want the sexually explicit material! Look at here what they're going to ban! Because these bills are making their way through the North Dakota legislature become law. Listen to the story here.
KVRR's Austin Erickson spoke with local and state library leaders about the books and shows why lawmakers want the measures in place.
We do not have adult porn available in our public schools, so why are we finding persuasive, obscene pornographic images, materials in our schools? In testimony, we heard that a child being shown pornographic material is actually a reportable abuse of a child for a counselor in our state.
If we choose to live in a free and open society, we have to know that all of us will run into things that we don't agree with and we find offensive.
Okay.
Signs on book carts say, read them before they're gone. Library staff.
Yeah, that guy was the Fargo Public Library Director, Tim Burks. Before him was Senator Yana Myrdal in support of the bill. She's up in Edinburgh, North Dakota, speaking in support of the bill in the Senate floor of the legislature. But this library director, I just want to tell you who he was, you know, you're going to find stuff that's offensive, so it's a little sexually explicit, you know, I mean, you know.
Well, then put it all in there, dude. I mean, seriously, why don't you open up a sex toy shop in the back of the library? Let's just go all in, man.
You're going to find stuff that's
you're
offensive,
you're going to go, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
You're going to, I mean, every magazine, get all the videos in there, get all the website links to everything that's available out there on the in the porn world. Yeah.
And,
what's the big deal?
And Mr. Dirks, you work for us, the citizens of Fargo. You don't get to decide this stuff. You are a public employee.
Hey, you know, sometimes you're going to get offended. Sometimes, and the first thing that anybody other than that offends anybody with is, oh, I'm so offended. I just triggered. And, all these people.
And so now they're protesting by putting the books out in some carts, putting signs on them that says, read them before they're gone. Listen.
Staff say books like The Grapes of Wrath, a HarperCollins study Bible, Where the Crawdads Sing, and an exam study book for the National Council licensure examination for nurses could be removed if two bills in the North Dakota legislature become law. Fargo Public Library Director Tim Dirk says his workers are doing a good job showing the impacts of the bills.
The duty of the library is to have views from across the spectrum that other folks on different sides may find offensive.
Oh, he loves this. He loves this. Did you catch that? That's the duty of the library, to put smut in your face. That's the duty. You might find it offensive, but that's their duty. That's, you know, they want to get that right in front of you.
Well, again, where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
I mean, what, you know, what's, you know, you're gonna do that? Well, why can't we do that?
Now,
you know, why can't we put some bestiality books in here and show how you know, certain women have loved donkeys over the years? I mean, it's sickening. It's okay. Well, again, it's death by a thousand cuts. It's just little more.
Okay,
next thing you know, it's all gone.
I'm back on donkeys. Certain women.
Oh, I can tell you about the Mustang Bar in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, with the donkey lady.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to know any more about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not, though? Why couldn't we have that?
Sexually.
Come on. What's wrong? It might be offensive to some people.
Sexually explicit material on the radio here this morning. Okay, back to the story. Now, this might be worth debating, the penalties. Listen.
Senate bill would charge a person with a Class B misdemeanor with jail time and a fine for willfully displaying sexually explicit materials. The average person applying contemporary North Dakota standards would find offensive in places children visit. That includes showing or describing sexual activity. That measure is now in the House. The House bill would require libraries to develop a policy and process for keeping prohibited materials out by January 2024. That is now in the Senate.
Okay, that's not a bad thing, figuring out how to get it out of there. Here's my concern about the jail time and Class B misdemeanor. You gotta have a bill with teeth, otherwise it'll be ignored. So I get that. But should it be jail time? Kev, you think it ought to be jail time? I don't know. That seems a little bit excessive. We'll talk about that when we come back after timeout here.
Good
on What's
Question.
Yeah. Penalties, yes. But jail time, that's something they may need to work on a little bit. Although, you don't want it to be blown off either, but... Hang on, more coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
When we think March, we think crop insurance. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We will be hosting a March farmer meeting to discuss the 2023 outlook, which will include examples using set spring MPCI prices and share strategies that are geared towards protecting your revenue and preserving your equity. Let us at Irie Insurance be your crop insurance partner. Join us for our meeting in Hillsboro on Thursday, March 2nd at 8 a.m. For location details, please visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
We talked to Vince and he went through why Hot Springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down it's been Hot Springs Spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Oh, now you're clucking.
That's the way
you're clucking.
That's your best countermeasure to this crazy weather. we've had in this cold and everything else. Colder it is, the better it is in the hot tub.
Oh,
it's the best.
And there your answer for when it's 95 and the end of July with a splash pool.
Right.
I mean, literally.
Splash pools are the best.
Oh.
Incredible. Tell you, you can transform your backyard into an oasis. Splash pool, hot spring spa, a little Finley Osana. I've got them all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Take it from the folks that own it. It's the best. Tell them Scott sent you. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Kevin, too. He sent you.
Yeah.
We both got them.
I sent plenty there.
We love them. We love them. All right. So what do we think about the penalty?
Okay, go again now.
Class B misdemeanor with jail time.
Four.
And a fine for willfully displaying sexually explicit materials. Okay, willfully is an important word there. Because you're saying you decided to defy the law. Not, hey, a book's there and we didn't realize it was there. And yeah, so that's all right. That's just for the, that's just to deter the people from, you know, poking the eye of the legislators to put the law in. I think that's all right, don't you?
Yeah.
When you add willfully in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Back to the story here. Mike Leffer, has a simple explanation here. Listen to this.
We rate movies. There's a filter there. And we need to have a little bit stronger language in code. Because we don't have a filter.
The president of the North Dakota Library Association feels the House bill isn't needed since most public libraries in the state have a review process if someone deems something offensive.
50 public libraries across the state out of our 83, there has been 24 challenges in the last 5 years.
Austin Erickson, KVRR Local News.
All right, so you get what she's saying? She's saying they have a review process so Kevin can come in and say, this book doesn't belong in the library shelves, and then somebody will look at it and say, yay or nay. That's a crock. I think sexually explicit material being banned from libraries is a great idea. What do you think? Tell us at 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. I also think if the taxpayers' voice, the duly elected legislature of the state of North Dakota, passes this, sends it to the governor, and it's signed into law, I would tell you that I don't think taxpayer-funded positions like librarians ought to thumb their nose at that and say, no, I don't want that. I don't like that. There's supposed to be offensive things for you in life. If a free and open society, you're going to run into things you don't agree with. So sad that little Johnny has to see sexually explicit material.
Which is actually a very true statement. I mean, but the problem is that so many people are getting offended by, you know, whatever. But there's a, we rate movies. We rate, you know, you have to be 18 to go into that section of the video store in the day. I mean, you just can't put that up for anybody to, you know, it's just, there's got to be some sort of standard, you would think, that we, you know, like to hold these institutions to, or is it just Katie bar the door, anything goes?
Texter says, why a bill? Why does it matter that these books are in a public library but should not be in K through 12 schools nationwide? Separate regulation on the schools. They already take care of this at the school level. So this is just closing that loop, if you will, to say libraries ought to be included as well.
The other, I mean, and a totally random, how many kids actually go to a library anymore, a public library? You know, they all have libraries at school. Probably not the, probably the last place they want to go when they're not in school will be the public library. I don't know, just saying.
Yeah, either way, though, I don't think you you say it then.
You lower the, lacks the standards, because, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Yep.
Texter says, fire them all. Fire them all. Well, I think they should be fired if they continue to oppose this. Especially if it passes under this lame-o. Well, that's the duty of the libraries, to have views from across the spectrum that other folks on different sides may find offensive. Yeah. Why don't you have a book reading? Have a little, invite the kids and have a little book reading of some of the sexually explicit material, Mr. Librarian. Wow. Another listener says, absolutely not acceptable. Terrible world we live in. This just makes me sick. Tell you what makes me sick about it is that librarians paid for by us, think it's okay. That's what makes me sick, for sure.
What are the specific books again that they're... Something was like a nursing book or something.
Well, what they're doing, Kev, is they're saying, oh, well, we're going to have to get rid of this nursing instruction manual then. That falls under, you know... So I imagine the criteria has got to be exactly worked out. They're talking about sexually explicit material. They've got some examples of it in the legislature. But I imagine a nurse instruction educational book is going to have some explicit material in there. So they're trying to say, well, we have to get rid of this.
Oh, right.
We
yeah.
have to get rid of that. But, you know, they're crying a river is what they're doing.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Texter says, Dave Pepcorn must have felt like General Custer at Little Bighorn at the city commission meeting last night, completely outnumbered by liberal activists. Do these people want elementary students reading books about things like homosexual sex? Do they want to turn us into San Francisco? Yeah. Yeah, I believe the people you are talking about do want to turn us into San Francisco. And they would prefer actually to live in San Francisco. They'd feel much more at home with their political views.
Ick.
Exactly right.
Ugh.
I didn't realize Dave Pepcorn took the brunt of that last night, but we'll maybe try and find some of that from last night's city commission meeting. Stay tuned, and thanks for the tip. We appreciate it. Love our listeners. You're the best.
That's another city that I just, you know, I got married in San Francisco once. Loved San Francisco. Been there so many times. Loved, but wouldn't go back now. Same with Chicago. Love going to Chicago. The food, Miracle Mile, a little shopping on Wacker Drive, going to the Navy Pier. Not anymore. Well, Minneapolis is there too now. Just sad.
All right, more on this in a minute. Big question for you today is simply this. Should sexually explicit material be banned from the public library? Yes or no? Let me know. It's 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776, or text 701-237-1590. Dow is down about 150 points now as the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is testifying on Capitol Hill. He is saying, among other things, that strong and sustained economic activity to start this year could prompt central bank officials to accelerate interest rate increases. Yeah. Using more of the tool of interest rate increases to tamp the acceleration of the economy. You see how much St. Ain't So Joe added to the debt? $500 billion. $500 billion, Kev.
Nothing to it.
Yeah. Oh, he's Mr. Fiscally Responsible, right? Yeah. You bet. To your calls when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. China's foreign minister has warned of a clash with the United States unless Washington stops its attempts to contain Beijing. Quote, if the U.S. doesn't hit the brakes and continues to barrel down the wrong track, no amount of guardrails can prevent the carnage and derailing and crashing, and there will be surely a conflict and confrontation. End quote. The foreign minister's remarks were made at a press conference during the annual Chinese legislature. The feds will be on Capitol Hill today.
The man who has been tasked with bringing down inflation is going to be in the hot seat today. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is going to face questions on Capitol Hill about whether the continued rise in interest rates is working to bring inflation down. Recent data shows a mixed bag of results, and with more hikes, it's going to be costlier for us to buy a home, a car, and most credit card balances will increase. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's the part of the show where I make you very hungry. Hot dishes in your future. A tater tot hot dish, folks, at 12th Avenue and I-29, PetroSurf USA, Cafe USA. That's right. Cafe USA coming soon to Castleton and Wahpeton. They are a growing company. There's a lot going on at PetroServe USA. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Meatloaf or chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. There's also Stew and Glendon and chicken fettuccine on 45th and Fargo. PetroServe USA for home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Let's go to Sharon. Sharon, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi there. Yes, absolutely, that the book should be banned from the library. That's my thought.
What do you think of them, when I say them, publicly funded library employees protesting this?
Well, I think their job should be on the line. They work for us. We're paying them.
We are paying them. You're exactly right. Sharon, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. And Sharon says, quite simply, yes, I want sexually explicit material banned from the libraries. That's the question of the day. 271-1100, 855-200-1776. Different topic, but interesting opinion from this listener, Chad. Sends a note, said, major bad news comes at us faster than we can take in. Is that a true statement?
Seems to, yeah.
Chad says, I want my simple life back and wish there was a way to block it out. I'm about ready to disconnect and live day by day what's in front of me. Does anyone else feel this way? Something else for you to ponder and think about there. Today on the program. Let's go to Kurt next on What's on Your Mind question of the day. Hey, Kurt, what's happening?
The book ban by the legislature couldn't be done. I'm fiscally conservative, but when you've got the government banning books, what's going to be next? Are they going to go after our guns then next? It's a slippery slope when you've got the government intruding on your life, and they intrude in our life way too much right now.
So let's start on the first point. Sexually explicit materials in the library is something that doesn't concern you?
No, it should be up to the board of the public library. Now, if it's in libraries in schools, absolutely. The schools will take care of that. They'll keep them out of those libraries. But believe me, if you want to get a hold of a book, any kid, any adult, they'll be able to get a hold of it, whether it's at the public library or not. But for a public library, they've got a board that will govern that. And if they say, absolutely not, we're not going to allow this, then that's fine. Now, if it's pornography, absolutely. It should not be in the public library. But it gets to the point where you have to, the board has to review it, and they have to decide whether they're going to allow it in their library or not.
Well, again, this material is there now. That's why they're doing this. So if they were capable of...
What material is it?
If they were capable of sexually explicit material as defined by this legislation, my point is this, it wouldn't be there if the process was working now. So I think that's why the legislature is even involved.
Yeah. Now, legislature should not be involved. That's a slippery slope. Wait, what books are they going to start banning after sexually explicit books then? You don't know. So if you allow them to do that now, they're going to go on to something else. I don't care what legislature, I don't care if it's city, state, or federal, they're going to start going after something else. It could be different books. But what if it's books about conservatism? Are you going to agree to let them go ahead and decide that those should be banned from the libraries? I would guess that you would say no, and I would say no.
So, great point. Yeah. Well,
it's not something that we should allow the legislature to do, because again, it's a slippery slope, and the government is involved in our life way too much the way it is.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. I'm just going to put this down as someone that is okay with sexually explicit material because of the slippery slope of what would be next. You're willing to accept sexually explicit material in public libraries because you're worried about what comes next.
I appreciate
that's correct.
All right. Got it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Call again, 701-271-1100, or toll free at 855-200-1776. Let's see, a lot of text rolling in here. Get some more votes on this. So if the folks don't want these books, protest, no bill. Exactly sure what you mean by that. Texter, that caller didn't understand that the book in question is pornography. That's what sexually explicit material is, says another. Scott and Kevin, good news today. Eggs are $2.19 a dozen at Aldi's.
Hey, that's a decent price.
They fire you up?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming back down to earth, those egg prices. What a deal. Another, the reason that removing sexually explicit books is banning books is just a distraction for the true intent to further destroy the family unit and undermine the rights of parents to make decisions for their children. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And I also believe when you have taxpayer-funded libraries, there should be responsibility to respond to publicly elected legislators who represent us rather than just blowing it off. Another says, sexually explicit material in libraries are Satan's tool to corrupt young minds to become immoral and perverted like him. Satan knows man's carnal and physical weaknesses. Christ said to even look at a woman with lust in your heart is adultery and sin, breaking the seventh commandment. Young minds are precious. This is why our nation has become so immoral. All right? Another listener. It's bad enough that everything is run by iPads and phones now, but they're going to be making it quite impossible to feel comfortable taking your children to the library. So that's going to be the next thing that nobody's going to take their kids to the library. Another listener, slippery slope. 2 years ago, we were complaining about censorship. Now we're pushing our own. All right. Vote the other way. Listener says, SF grew up in the 50s. Oh, okay. I grew up there in the 50s, San Francisco. I think probably the era of our nation after World War II. The days of mom-and-pop stores when everything was closed on Sunday. And as a child, I'd sit on the steps of the Baptist church and listen to them sing. You think there's still a Baptist church in San Francisco?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure there
is. It's just sad.
My daughter actually
happening there.
Lived in San Francisco until she couldn't take it. Decided that New York City would be better.
And, you know, adding to the homelessness and the draw, all of that, man, just the cost of everything. It's just, I mean, what you pay for that life is like, it's just craziness. I mean, on everything, everything is taxed. And here we are in Minnesota getting ready to tee up the same kind of stuff. So exciting.
Isn't it, though?
So exciting.
Our text line is blowing up here at 701-237-1590. You can also call us 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Lister says, I agree with the caller not to have the legislature involved. It is too slippery of a slope. Guarantee less than 5% of the population uses the library anyways. That may be true. I wonder what the percent is. It's got to be.
Yeah,
it's got to be single digits.
Kind of. That's part of it. I think that's a very good point as well.
But I don't think you say, well, the 5% we're just going to sacrifice because we don't want to have any legislator involved. It is a taxpayer-funded entity. We control the purse strings. So we should be able to say yes or no to certain things. And I think there's zero reason I could find to say, oh, it's okay to have sexually explicit material. Not, oh, 5% of people use it anyway, so what's the big deal? Oh, I don't like censorship, so therefore I'm going to say it's okay. I mean, we're excuse-making here. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, there's a bazillion sources to get any, you know, that material you want anywhere else. You know, can we keep the libraries, you know, kind of a sacred thing, you know? It's like we just keep lowering the bar.
Another listener says, if you can't read a book on the radio, it has no place in our schools. Schools are a different animal. I agree with you there, but schools are a different animal. They're already prevented.
This is just public libraries.
It is. Yep. It's just public libraries. Exactly right. Hey, next hour, North Dakota Senate Majority Leader Mike LaFleur is going to be here. We'll talk about just kind of how things are going in the legislature. We'll ask him about this bill as well, as he's a sponsor of that, and the new PERS pension reform they're working on. They've been battling to do some reform on the pension in North Dakota for a long time. We'll find out how they're coming on getting it done this year. Also checking in Minnesota at the bottom of next hour, Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson, a Republican from East Grand Forks, will join us on the Minnesota legislative session. And clown car? Is that a good description of the Minnesota legislature? Is it a clown car?
Yeah, Keystone cops chasing the clown car.
Here's another story, this one from the forum on the librarian bill. Librarians across North Dakota are bracing for what they call government overreach. I love all these news stories drip with bias. As two bills banning sexually explicit content in books make their way through the legislative assembly, some librarians, like Christine Kujawa, the director at Bismarck Veterans Memorial Public Library, preparing for possible jail time, which Senate bill provides for if the future law is broken. The bill, which passed 38-9 and now moves to the House, prohibits the display of sexually explicit material in places where minors are allowed. That's interesting. I wonder if that means they could do a special section. You know what I mean? If the law is where minors are allowed. Or if that just means minors come into the library, so therefore, I don't know the answer. I'll ask Michael Thor about that.
One side of me thinks about, you know, what's a minor? Is anyone under 18? They all have smartphones. Most of them are unrestricted. And the level of depravity you can find in that little device in your hand.
I understand, but that's
just I know. I'm just saying it's
bad there, so let's make it bad here.
Right. No, I agree. I'm just saying that part of me is just like, well, yeah, it's everywhere anyway. Yeah, I get it. Oh,
the bill.
We have a standard for some of our sacred institutions, please.
More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes a time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
At H.A. Thompson & Sons wants your air to be as clean as it possibly can. Bug-free. And the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons have the indoor air quality expertise you need for your business. Say you're a bar or restaurant. They've done this before. Office space. Or your home. These components go right in your own HVAC systems. For more information about this, turn to the pros, H.A. Thompson & Sons, indoor air quality experts, IAQ. It's post-COVID, something that's very, very interesting, not just for, you know, COVID, or but anything. Just this thing in age with a tight workforce, you don't want anybody sick. You want to use every tool you can. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. I heard that Vice President Kamala Harris is going to go on a tour of libraries, Kev, and do some book reading and tell some stories like this.
In fact, I'm going to share with you a very simple story, which is that I went home one day and I said, well, why are conservatives bad, Mommy? Because I thought we were supposed to conserve things. I couldn't reconcile it. Now I can.
You like to laugh?
Yeah. Oh, it's the best. And at the very end, she said, but the best part of that clip is the brain surgeon asking the questions. Listen to this one.
So, Madam Vice President, how has your life shaped your work on climate and the environment?
Has your life worked in the environment?
Pulling the B team to answer
climate questions.
Huh?
The climate and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly right.
All right, unbelievable.
More of your answers to the question, should sexually explicit material be banned from libraries? Before you answer, listen to this 11-year-old describing what he found in his library.
This book was on a stand. I'd like to read you a page. My back over my hips as I ask if we should take our clothes off. And he's saying yes before I finish my sentence. He's pulling off my T-shirt, laughing when I can't undo his shirt buttons. He's undoing my belt. I'm reaching into his bedside drawer for a condom. We're kissing. Again, we're rolling over. Obviously, you can see where this is going. I don't know if it's because we're feeling especially emotional or just tired, or these past couple of weeks have been too much. But this reminds me so much of the first time we had sex. We were both terrified, and the whole thing was kind of terrible because we didn't know what we were doing. But it was good too, so good, because we were a mess of emotions and we were scared and excited and everything felt new. So this sort of thing just sort of feels like that. Nick touches me like he's scared that any minute. Now, this book was at my middle school and it was on a stand. When I rented it out to show my dad it, the librarian asked if I wanted more and if I wanted a graphic novel version.
Oh my gosh! That was in Maine. You want a graphic novel version of that? You know, it's not explicit enough.
Yeah, that's what we need kids read. That's, you know, yeah.
11 years old. So this is why the state legislature in North Dakota is saying libraries in North Dakota, no go on sexually explicit material. And they're getting pushback. You can't make it up. You can make it up. More with Mike LaFleur, state majority leader in North Dakota, the North Dakota Senate majority leader, Mike LaFleur from Dickinson, is going to join us next hour to talk a little bit about it. Let me round out the votes here. Overwhelmingly in favor of what the legislature is doing. Texter says the only question that matters, is it appropriate for children? If not, then the book should not be available to them. Very simple approach. 271-1100-855-200-1776 to get your comment in here. Last chance. Gail says, what really is sad is the people want to put this crap in our libraries, and we actually have to have a debate about it. Yeah, no kidding. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Makes no sense. Another says, I agree, it's a slippery slope. There's already a process in place to object to a book. According to the stats you gave earlier, the process is not being used very often. Do not need to have legislation. Well, because it's not being used very often, suggests to me we do need legislation. Because the process now to remove sexually explicit books isn't there. You can end up like the little 11-year-old here. Harry, you want this one? How about some other ones? Can I get you a graphic novel? Whoop-de-doo. Let's keep going. Another fine listener on the program, Josh, says taxpayer institutions are corrupt morally and should be cleaned out, including sexually explicit material. The wicked have always pushed the bounds morally to change the minds of people to normalize wickedness. Wise audience. Another listener said, we had this battle here in Dickinson a few months ago with these books in our public library. After much public outcry, the library agreed to keep those books away from the younger children. The Dickinson Press had excerpts, The book in question here was targeted to preteens, had illustrations, and was extremely graphic. Sick, sick, sick. Yeah, I think if you have a special section and kids are not allowed there, that'd be one way to solve this. I can't tell in the wording of this legislation if that's on the table here. Or they mean by ban, that's what would keep them away from where minors are allowed. I don't know. Since libraries, obviously, are where minors are allowed. I'll ask that question to Mike Lefort. Lefort, when we come back. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA, home to great deals all month long, like any size fountain or coffee or cappuccino, 79 cents. Need a new phone cord? Anacorda. Sale priced $3.99 to $27.99 for the best of the best. Rare Mega Vapes are $19.99. 16-ounce Red Bull, 3 for $8. Stun Guns, $5 off. Little Trees, 99 cents. Old Trapper, 10-ounce for $12.99, and so much more. At a PetroServe USA near you, helping you feel better.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tap fees. That's not fair. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.